regularly going off script, off curriculum, spending weeks teaching nothing but Ulysses. Certain scenes, Stephen in class, Bloom with the cat and the kidney, the men in Hades going to bury the dead. Such mirth Luke had with his class, such wordplay and punning, the boys decoding, mapping it out, acting it out.
Sir, Leo Burke just ate with relish the inner organs of Beatty and Fowler. Shut your obstropolis, Carney. Sir, does a tang of faintly scented urine off me sandwich?
Oh, an electable medullity, oh jumping Jupiter. If he ever has a son, he'll send him to Belvedere or Clongowes. For all their faults, the Jesuits' ethos of care and service still prevails. Like Dada, always setting example. No need to have any truck with the old boys' network. He raises another spoonful of egg to his lips, but feels the bile rising. He pushes his chair back, nerves jumping to a tension in his thighs, and carries the plate to the front door. I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. A pack of half-feral cats swarm and pounce on the eggs, greedy scuts. Lily, sleek, black and imperious, sits inside on the carpet. Haughty little madam, he thinks. And she from the same gene pool as this riffraff. Generations of inbreds. Lily herself probably sired by her own father or brother. You wouldn't know it, though. Their emerald eyes and shiny coat and perfectly proportioned body. Almost four now. You won't feel the years passing. I might have you stuffed, Lily, he says. Put you up on the mantelpiece. He shudders. The eyes of the resurrected staring down at him. His thoughts slip back to Belvedere again. He took a career break 4 years ago with the intention of doing something. Writing a book, perhaps. On Joyce or even Bloom. It was more than a whim. More than a money-making enterprise, though that too. It was a niche, a longing, a necessity even, to stay close to Bloom, to inhabit him day and night. But there was little he could add to the Joycean canon already in print and the endless supply of online material on Joyce. If he could draw or paint, he might have attempted an illustrated guide to Ulysses. He thought about writing a student guide to Joyce, or 100 factoids about Leopold Bloom, or 100 fun facts about James Joyce. All too trivial. He wanted to do something of worth, something with heft. He tried to find some central organising principle. In the first year off work, he read and reread large sections of Ulysses, compiled lists of idioms, phrases and words, the singular, the colloquial, the vernacular. On his laptop, he created files and folders within folders into which he downloaded images of all sorts of Joycean alia.